This is the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by taking them to the edge of their comfort zone so that they can lead us to the edge of what's next. I'm your host, Niyama Ashong. Let's do this. Hello, 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 hello. How's it going? Niyama Ashong here, founder and leader of the World Joy Movement. And I want to make sure I start with that first and foremost, because I've been reminded today about the what happens when you lose sight of the actual mission that you're on and you just get into the work of what it is that you're created. Realistically, what I live for is to be the leader, not to be the leader, be one of the co-creators of the World Joy Movement, where it's a world where we choose to find and solve our problems with solutions that bring joy, as opposed to solutions that bring angst or winning and losing. Like, we just find a more abundant way to really serve one another. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm about. This Outlier's Edge is just one of the many machinations of bringing the World Joy Movement to life. I'm also the founder and Sherpa of Outlier's Edge, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity. And today I get a chance to spend time with one of those leaders who's near and dear to my heart here, Matt Chaffelwick. Matt, how are you doing today?
Well, damn, I got goosebumps. I mean, I wrote down three things that you just lit me up right there. I mean, so well done. And the fact that you're doing anything, just trying to improve the world, not just like yourself, hats off to you, brother.
Well, there's two things that just happened right there for me. Like, I had a little like, there's three. One, I felt like I fumbled through your name. And I realized I'm like, is it Vich or Vic at the end? So say your last name for me.
Depends what country you're in.
Ah.
If you walk in Croatia, they will say it's Matt Chabalovic. If you're in America, they throw an H on there and say Matt Chablovich.
Nice, nice. You know that names are a big deal for me. You were in the circle when my name changed. So like, for today at least, like who are you? So I can actually see you as you want to be seen.
I am Matt Chablovich.
All right, Matt Chablovich. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. So that's one, right? I'm not, like I could have went through that, but I'm like, no, I want to call that out. Like, that didn't feel like I felt like I stumbled. You sent a little wave of energy through me when you talked about, like, I already got three things for this conversation already. Mm. I want to just call that out. And like, in my invitation to like anyone that's ever watching this or anything we do, like, if you are paying attention and you allow yourself to be open to it, like, insights, things can come from you in any different direction. Matt, what's one of the things that like was kind of counterintuitive that you picked up right away? Like, one of the things that, like, it might have just been something for you, where you're just like, oh, I like what he did there, whatever it is. Like, what's one of those things that didn't really, I'm curious.
you were going through your spiel about who you are and what you're about, and you touched on winning and losing. Yeah. And that is such a deep, deep chord and borderline trauma in my heart. And you kind of obliterated what I took away, obliterated the need to focus on winning and losing. And I was like, all right, that's fun.
Well, I have to say thank you for that, Matt. Like, for this was the first time I've ever said that. Like, I watched the movie that demonstrated this ethereal World Joy Movement, World Joy feeling I've been going for. And I saw a scene in that movie that was exactly that. Someone chose to fight with joy, you know, and just be like, what if I can, like, rather than fighting with violence? And I was like, oh, I get it. Like, this is it. This is what I've been trying to say. Like the approaches that we're choosing to be with each other, they're violent in their nature, even in the way that we communicate. Like, it's confrontational. It's violent in terms of, like, I'm going to subjugate you into feeling a certain way. I'm going to ask you to turn down who you are. I'm going to make you feel that if you step up too much, I'm going to cut you down, you know? And it's like, I'm like, there's another way of being with each other, you know? And so this is the first time that I said that. I had no, this is why I like to talk about things as they're happening, and like, to kind of pull out what is taking. Yeah. I had no idea what
if anything, would have landed from that. I just made it up because that's what needed to come through me at this point, right? And at the same time, like, and this, I guess is really my message, right, in this part of this year, which is like, if we let go of having to actually communicate or like actually try and be helpful, we might actually be able to do far more in far less
time. Well, completely. I mean, I don't think you were really trying to say anything to me. I think you were just being you and you were kind of owning that. And all of a sudden you happen to be talking to somebody that spent 25 plus years only caring about winning and arguably became at nearly every place he went, won more than anybody that's ever won. And yet now completely despises it because I know that it doesn't actually give you what you think it's going to give you. And so the fact that you're obliterating any kind of ranking, hey, if you win, you're good. If you lose, you're bad. And you're actually trying to come from a different kind of place. Like, let's actually come from joy. Let's do something that matters, not some bullshit kind of, hey, they're a winner, they're a loser. You hit a chord for me.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, let's keep playing with this. Like, cause I feel like in this, we're already in a place of like reciprocity in the sense of you sharing that back to me has done some things to help solidify my own, like, the approach that I choose to go out into the world with, as well as just like solidify like my excitement for this conversation, you know, yeah. And remind me of who you are. And Matt, one of the things I like to do when I get into this kind of conversation, if I'm actively choosing to like celebrate and platform certain people in my world, because I'm like, the rest of my world needs to get to know you, right? And ultimately my only, like we were talking earlier, like what's your intention? My only intention in any of these conversations is to see you for who you actually are, right? Help you be seen more fully than you've been seen. And also to share a bit of how I see you, not because it is who you are, but like, it is like who you are to me. So I actually like to do that right now. Like, you good with me just sharing like who you are to me?
I'm game.
All right. Awesome. I don't know what I'm going to say yet, but I do know that like, I want to share this here. Let me look at you here. Matt, you just said that you are game. And one of the things that, like, we've known each other for years, but one of the things that is, like, deeply seated inside of me about you is one of our first conversations that we ever had where we came in and we started talking about belonging. And what would it actually look like to belong in this space? And what do we actually want from the experience we're about to walk into? Because of you and that conversation, I recognized that everything, like the biggest game that I could play in that space was to actually feel as though I belonged, to actually feel that like I was with people or that I had something to contribute or whatever it was. I don't know what that, like, even the contributing part is off. It's just this feeling of just like, oh, I belong. And when I talk to you now, every time that I have like moments in my mind, I have moments of like the word love being written on a shirt. You know, we have moments of you just like showing up and choosing to be one of those people that like, it almost feels like a warrior who's willing to put the heart on the outside, outside of him and just like, look, it's right here. You could strike me down. Should you be able to hit it? But like, I'm so good and confident in like my desire to be who I am or to have who I am shine through me, that like, interestingly enough, that heart is like, it's both completely permeable but also impenetrable, you know, like it's like you can't cut it down, but like you can actually, but like your words can get right to the core of it. And so Matt, like, you're someone I come to that reminds me of like why living. Like, why am I here? Why do I do the things I do? And why, like, what is this all about? And for me, it's about belonging to myself, belonging here, and choosing to live every day more and more with more of me exposed on the outside, and allowing the world to interact with that, even though that might feel like I might get cut down at any point. So I'm grateful for you for that. That's who you are to me in this moment. meet me in an hour, I might have something completely different to say. But that is the truth right now for me here. And I'm just really glad and grateful to be in space with you and to be able to, honestly, like, it's an interesting feeling, but I'm like, I get to share you with my world. And that feels really, really, really lovely.
Well, listen, I'm willing to meet you in an hour if we can do that again. I mean, I've got tears welling up. So, and I appreciate that. I really, really, that landed deeply. I actually remember our first exchange where we did talk about belonging, and you actually taught me how to properly hug. I've never met a human being that when they embrace you, you feel their entire soul. So whatever impact I've had on you, you've equally impacted me. And that energy exchange, I think, has always been there from the beginning. That belief in each other has always been there from the beginning. And I'm grateful for what you said and what you recognized, you know, because I believe that for me. You know, I do wear my heart on my sleeve, and I think it's unbreakable, and I think it's impenetrable. And I think that as we talk about what I'm up to in the world and what I'm about, I mean, that's what it is, which is helping people realize they matter, and whatever is on the inside is what they should lead with on the outside. So the fact that you just acknowledged that I modeled that for you, which was completely unprovoked and unplanned, moved me deeply. Really moved me. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. And you still model it for me. It's not a past tense thing. Like, this is who you are to me literally right now.
Thank you.
Right now. Absolutely. So I just shared who you are to me, like, this in a way that I do it. This is my truth here. It reminds me of who I'm really with, you know? And I want to give, go ahead.
I got goosebumps going through my body. Isn't that fascinating when we surround ourselves with people, one, that are different from us, but two, that we're really curious and interesting about? I mean, I just have so many memories, and even in this moment, of looking at you and being like, damn, if I could just touch him and get 5% of his enthusiasm and his joy, what could I be? And it would just send me into this place. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be in some really powerful circles together. And just thinking about some of those people, and you particularly, man, if I could just slice off a piece of your joy, of your energy, of your commitment to just be happy in love. I've thought about that often, and it's just coming to me right now. That's what you do for me.
Yeah. So it's, can I let you know how that lands for me?
Yeah, of course.
I in my mind, I want to judo chop you away from that. I'm like, don't get a piece of me at all, right? And the reason for that is not because of me, but because I'm like, there's something so wonderful about you that I'm like, actually, I would love, rather than getting 5% of me, I would rather you have like 5% more of you, you know? Because that to me is potent. That to me is like, in my mind right now, I'm thinking about like an organ transplant, and it's like, it can work, but then we have to take additional medicines for the body to actually like go and receive that. And in my, I'm like, I would rather you just grow another limb, you know, like, like whatever it is. So with that in mind here, like let's play. Cause ultimately I put my cards on the table. I'm here to see you. And I want to make sure that you can be seen. I shared who you are to me in this moment. Like, why don't you share with us, like how you see yourself in the world and how others might see you. So like, you can talk about just get us into your world. You can talk about yourself personally, professionally, whatever it is that's here, but let us get a chance to like catch up with who Matt is right now.
Yeah. Look, I'm somebody that is committed to making people better. You know, since I was a teenager, I've studied the human mind. I have a psychology degree, and I always envisioned actually training Olympic athletes to become better athletes. I was an athlete growing up, and was always my focus. But at the end of the day, I wanted people to perform and become what they could become. And after, you know, a long journey into corporate America and then now into my own personal business, I'm all about growing people and making them better. My first business I started about 7 years ago is called Today I Begin. One of my best gifts, I think, is giving people the confidence to believe in themselves and believe that what they want, they deserve to have. And I started that company 7 years ago to help people actually start the thing that they've always thought about. They've always said, hey, I'm really you should always do this or always wanted to do this. Well, great. Let's get you, you know, moving in that direction. And since it's evolved into broader things, which is just what do you want and why don't you have it yet? Like, let's get you that. You deserve that. I work with a handful of incredible clients, and what they tell me is you give me possibility and you give me permission. And then I run one group called the Lions, which is all around hearing yourself roar, actually stepping into the world with what is inside of you on the outside and being surrounded by people that are doing the same thing. You know, one of the most disrespectful things I think people bring into the world often is, I don't think people can handle all of me. That is one of the most offensive things I ever hear. We've heard it in our circles. It's just, I don't think you can handle me. And every time I want to stand up and say, who are you to say what I can and can't handle? Let's find out. And so you're smiling. I want to hear what's going through your head right now.
So there's a few different things. One, that conversation of belonging that we had, like when I really think to it, that was the belonging journey over and over and over again. Like, if I really showed up, can y'all handle me? Like I didn't realize how much I tested people or how much I waited to like see, like, is this a space that can actually handle me? And that is like, I love that you, that like, so that's one. Right. But I love that juxtaposed with, like, you're like, I think one of the most disrespectful things you can do, you know, is this. And what came for me was that I was actually expecting it to come from like someone else imposing it on you, like, hey, I can't handle you, you know, but you're like, when you have the audacity to think that, you know, what I can handle, like, homie, we got to be talking. We like we got to get right
completely.
Right now.
Completely. I mean, I want to stand up and say, and maybe I can't.
Yeah.
But fuck you for not giving me the opportunity.
Yeah.
And then for using that as an excuse. But I'll tell you something. I bet I can, and I bet me and the people around here can. And so I find it such a disservice to ourselves when we, and look, I've done it as well. But. And where that came from was because I have a group of Lions, and that's basically what it's about, is a space where people can handle you. And what's your work to kind of go into that place and really trust that? And how do you create a space that's safe enough for people to believe that? Because it's scary. It's totally scary. To go to a place where you don't even know if you can handle yourself. So.
All right. So now you've gone on a place where, like, I actually, like, this to me is interesting because I'm like, no one said this here. Like, and I like, and as you're saying it, I just have moments that keep popping up. You don't even know if you can handle yourself. I came to someone and I was going through a leadership opportunity, and they're like, what is your goal? And I'm like, I just want to show up in the world as 10, like level 10 Niyama, you know? I just want to be like out there, fully out there as like Niyama. And it was literally along those lines. And I said, and I just don't know if the world can be able to handle a level 10 Niyama. And the person looking like sitting on the other side of it said, here's my thing. I don't know if you can handle a level 10 Niyama, you know, like, and that took me down a journey of actually building out. I'll talk a lot about like my nervous system, you know, but like building the nervous system capacity to handle a level 10 Niyama. Right. And over time, what was a level 10 then has now become a level 7 for me. Right. So that does keep shifting. But whatever the new level 10 is, I have to go through this year. And I can tell, one of the ways I can tell is I'll say something and then I'll laugh at the end. Right. Like, that's an example of like my nervous system can't handle just like letting it just sit, you know, I just think that what you just did was incredibly disrespectful. You know, like, and this trying to soften it with the laugh, like, is an indication for me of like where my nervous system can actually handle it.
Well, let's go there for a second. How would you know that you were a level 10? I hear what you're saying. Yeah. You'll laugh and you'll break it. Is that one of the
You know? So it's an interesting like concept. How would I know when I'm at a level 10? My general sense of it is it's a weird. The reason I say it's interesting is because level 10 does become level 7 for me often, right? So what that means is that, like, and I sometimes confuse the feeling I get of a level 10 when I'm at levels, like when I'm at a lower level, as like what a true level 10 is, right? So I wanted to state that. So sure. How I will know feels different depending on like where I am. When I'm actually at level 10, I don't feel it, you know? And then it eventually becomes integrated and it becomes, it's just how I operate.
Sure.
So some of the ways that I know that I'm like, this is essentially like, where do I get to be, where am I being too much? That's where level 10 comes in. That's usually one of my paths. I'm like, if I've been way more extreme, way more intense, way more like focused and concentrated or outrageous, whatever it is, like that tends to be like me at level 10, even more like, yeah, that's one. I see that, like, I see different signs of like, oh, I must be approaching 10 when I laugh and things like that. I'm like, oh, and the thing about that is like, oh, now I'm in a place that makes me feel uncomfortable. I said what I said, but now that I'm over here, oh, I don't know how this person's going to take it. And I don't know how to necessarily respond to how they're going to take it. And maybe if I had meditated earlier beforehand, or if I like talked to someone beforehand here, I would have been like in prepared for it. But now that I've kind of stepped over my line, so I'm going to walk it back a little bit, or I'm going to like deliver it a little bit in a softer way. Those are what comes up for me right now with it here. I'm very, very open for you to push back or to like expand my mind even more around like how you see like
level 10. Well, yeah, I mean, for level 10, for me, it's where you let go of all control and you actually have to surrender to the support and help of others.
Mm.
And so one journey, a lot of work that I've done on myself, I used to be a triathlete, and there becomes a moment in every race where you need to decide, am I going to go as fast as I can to make sure I get over the finish line? Or am I going to go just as fast as I can, not knowing if I will get over the finish line? One of those brings you to a 9.9. One of them brings you to a 10. When you give everything you have, and you will, in order to give everything you have, you may not have enough to get up. You may need others' support. You may need others to catch you. That to me is a level 10. About 10 years ago, I went skydiving, and I think it's called tandem, where someone else's has the parachute.
Yep.
My level 10 was jumping out. And I needed somebody else to do the shoot. I had nothing. And so for me, a level 10 is actually where you give everything and you may not be able to recover by yourself immediately. You can lay there face down and eventually you will. That is one of the most courageous and scariest acts that I know for me, is to depend on others to actually get back up. That's a 10. I've been 9.99 many times. But that's where you air it out and you lose complete control because you're all in.
I wanted to purposely leave some time for that to land here, because there's many different distinctions even in that space right there. And I'm just, even that space between 9.99 and 10. It's like, if I, like, for you, 10 is all in and go, like.
And no attachment to result. So for any athletes in your community, the next race you do, the next time you're at the gym, just go as hard as you can till you can't go anymore and see what it feels like. Until you literally can't go anymore, where you can't even have somebody, you can't even rack the weight. You need somebody to take the weight off of you. you can't even drive home. I've had workouts before where I couldn't wash my hair because my arm, I couldn't lift my arms in the shower. Literally just had to let the water rinse over it. I literally couldn't. And so that's an interesting place to play.
I'm like, it's I'm loving this year. There's a couple of different things. One of them is like, I'm trying it on. I'm like, there's elements of this that is definitely like a level 10 for me. There's like my level 10 looks different and feels different. But like, so there's that part is playing out here. Like, I love that concept. The other part that comes up is, you know, there's certain things in my mind that sounds like, oh, that sounds like you can't wash your hair. Like, it sounds like you put yourself in so much pain, you know? So like, there's a part of me that's like, is it worth it to play at level 10? Like that's one of the questions in my mind. So like mm-hmm. let's answer that. And then I'm gonna ask another question around it.
But like, yeah, it's interesting. I just don't have anything left. I don't have the energy to get my hand up to wash my hair. Is it worth it?
And it's a binary for question. Me, it's not totally. About like yes or no per se, but like it's the exploration of it.
So for me, it's the curiosity of how does life look and what becomes possible.
Yes.
When I'm there. Like that has always been, I had a client yesterday and that's what I said to her. I said, look, curiosity is your greatest muscle. What happens? What does life look like? What becomes possible when? And just knowing a curiosity to know that is what's always been my driver. So is it worth it? Yeah, it's one of the only things that is worth it.
That's one thing I was hearing. And the other side of it is like, there's something in what you're saying that feels like deeply, like it requires also like deep humility or like you said, surrender, right? Not just like surrender into like your own limits, but to surrender to actually be able to be supported by others afterwards.
Look, everyone's going to have their own work to do. I can tell you that the most common ones are yes, leaning on someone and complete trust. You know, a lot of people that go through life-threatening illnesses, they say, look, the humility of having someone take care of me when I couldn't take care of myself, that's the hardest thing. Yeah, now you're actually purposely pushing yourself to a place where that's required. So yes, it takes humility. But yet to find out what you're truly capable of and what is inside of you, I think that's a small price to pay. But then the second thing to kind of really lean into is, are you just how bad do you want to know what you're capable of? And are you willing to get the answer to that question?
Let's pause real quick and like whoever's watching this, like just literally hit pause and answer that question. I don't love rhetorical questions, and I think it's a really powerful one. I don't remember exactly how you phrased it. You may not either, but like if you want to say it one more time just to get like the essence of that question.
Are you willing to know to get the answer to the question of what are you capable of? Because one of our greatest fears is to give it all and for it to not be enough. In which the work becomes, what's the game you're playing? If you're running a marathon and you're given a choice to run as fast as you can, making sure that you have enough in the tank to finish, or just run as fast as you can, you may not finish. You may not have enough to finish. So then it becomes, well, what's the game? Is the game finding out how good you are? Where's the game finishing? And if you, I would argue, 99% of people are just about finishing. Play a different game. Find out how good you can be. So next time you can be better. So you can learn something. Don't put your merit on Do you get that medal around your neck? Put that merit on. Next time you're gonna be better. Next time you'll be better, because one day you are gonna be able to finish. And when you bring it all and you're able to finish, now you're playing different. Now you're at a different level.
There's something in here that is, it's deeply profound, and it's something that I really love that you're bringing this to the table, right? Because, you know, I spend a lot of time talking to outliers, and a lot of people are, a lot of times we're focused on what we can do to stay safe, to stay in the game. I think one of the biggest challenges and the biggest fears that comes out is like, will I lose like what I have, you know? And part of what I hear, like in your question for me, is like, am I willing, the yes, no part of it, I don't want, but it's like, what would I be willing to go all in for? What would I be willing to like lose my life, put it all on the line for, to know, you know, whether it's a question that is unanswered inside of me or a mission that lives in here, like there's something in here that is really playing up and churning a lot of that for me, whether it's my own personal capability or what. You're really hitting on something powerful for me. I heard there's something that's coming to you. Like, let's play it through.
Are you willing to accept the answer that you're not good enough yet?
You know, as I hear that, the element I have a game that I play with is whenever I ask myself, am I willing? I ask myself, am I wanting? Right. Which to me is a level beyond that. Right. It's like, I am willing to have things happen, you sure. know, like I think about like failure. I'm like, I'm willing to accept failure, but the people who really like you want to accept failure. You want to get to the place. So like, put me to that place.
I want to get to a place where what I'm left with is I'm not there yet. I'm not good enough yet. And so that's the thing you've got to be able to accept. And the key word is yet. And so many people are like, oh, I'm not there. I'm not enough. No, you're not enough yet. And so that's the thing that you've got to be willing. Where is that line? And when you can get comfortable with that line, now you're playing a big game. Now you're playing a different game.
Matt, the question for you, we're at the top of our hour here, but like, there's one more question that's coming to mind. I feel like if we can explore, I would love to explore. Mm-hmm. If you have to take off, let me know.
And okay. We'll
wrap up from there. Okay. So as I think about this year, I want to take this over the finish line in a sense, but like in my mind, it's like, okay, if you make the personal choice to just see what it is that you're capable of, like, I think there feels like there's a second part of this year with like the people around you that can then help you out. Like you're working out, you're pushing yourself as far as possible, and there's someone spotting you. You know, and you're like, I'm not going to stop. Like you don't want to be doing that. And like no one else knowing you, like, you get what I'm saying? So like, can you speak to like the other part of the equation, whether it's the other half or the other 10%, but like putting yourself in environments where like someone else can come pick you off the floor or whatever. Like, can you speak a little bit to that so that we can like set ourselves up for that?
Yeah. I mean, look, this is a lifestyle. This is a philosophy. It's no different than being a vegetarian. I mean, it's just, this is how you live. You push yourself to see how far you can go. So once you start to put that energy in the world and start to live that lifestyle, you will attract those people. And you also will filter for those people. And so, look, if anybody knows anything about me, I'm not one for foreplay. I want to go right in, right deep. Let's just play there. So start there. And you will be left with people that are willing to spot you, or you won't. And you know that when you're looking at the weights, if you don't have anyone on each side, then maybe that's not the day. Maybe that's not the day. But surrounding yourself with people that share your lifestyle and your philosophy, or at least respect yours and are willing to support it, well, that's everything. I mean, that is where I get a lot of courage to actually step into that. My clients give me as much as I give them. And then my fellow community, people like yourself, do the same. So surround yourself with people that accept what you're about, and you'll have more courage to lean into it.
I love that. Like, I'm even just imagining, like, if tomorrow I went to, like, physically to the gym, this is not, I know this goes beyond it, but I'm like, I can be the gym and not know anyone there, but like, hey, I'm pushing myself and my goal is to get to like the place I don't know you, but can you spot me? And like, it's like, there's something in my mind around like, even like just creating that environment and like, and being out there with it. So I appreciate you, Matt. I got last question I have for you before we start like fully wrapping up today is this.
Let me need to say one thing right there because it was there. I encourage everybody to do that and enlist people to support them, but make a very strong conviction to say, look, I will tell you when to spot, not you. Because a lot of people will bring in their own limitations. When they see you struggling, it makes them uncomfortable. When they think that you need help, it makes them uncomfortable. But ask them, look, I'll tell you when I need help. And that's everything. So sorry I cut you off.
No, you don't have to ever apologize to me, Matt. Like this is... What's happening as you're saying this is like, I'm saying these things out loud to you to not just be like, yeah, oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, here goes where it doesn't make sense, or here goes where I would play. And what I love is that, like, essentially, I love to play the game that you put out onto the table in real time and to see, like, all right, it sounds good to put it all out there, but where might I run into these issues, and where might I like actually not see the nuance between putting stuff out there? So what's really cool for me is that in asking you that question, I realized like, oh, my tendency is like, I want to make sure that people know that I'm about to do something that's dangerous or scary for me, you know? Uh-huh. And part of that allows me to feel the freedom to go and do it. Like that's on me.
Sure.
And what you just did here was really lovely too. Cause I internally, I want that. I'm like, I'm choosing to do something dangerous for me. I'm not here to have you stop me. I'm not here to have you, like, I need to know just how far I can go. I don't need you to go. And if you're paying attention, you might figure out how far, like, what you can handle, right? But just because it's what you, the other person can handle, does not mean it's what I can handle, right? And I appreciate you being willing to have me explore in this way here, because theory is easy, application is hard. You know, mm-hmm. And so there's an element of this where I'm like, all right, as we actually get this into action, where do I, Niyama, see myself falling flat so that we can actually like play this out, you know, so we can actually play this out. So I want to just leave space for one more thing here, which is just like, there's something that you have left on this table in this conversation. Mm-hmm. There's something here. I don't know what it is. You know what it is though. What is it that you need to say in order to get it all out right now?
That is, I laugh because what a beautiful question. What comes in is I struggle with everything that I talked about, and I just happen to be more comfortable than many when those challenges and struggles come in, but they are not gone for me. It's like an alcoholic always struggles with the drink. They just know how to work through it. And so as I talk about playing at these levels, they now give me energy because I know how to work through them. But in no way, shape, or form do I want to show up as I've solved this. I don't think it's solvable. I think it's actually just the work that is every day. And it's work that energizes me, but yeah. That I'm not better than anyone. I'm just maybe a little bit more experienced in this arena. And that's what I want to put out into the world.
So it is. Matt, we're going to end this year with this year. If people want to continue the conversation, if they want to have experiences with you, if there's things that lit them up or things that piss them off about what you said, and they want to like go deeper with you in some way, shape, or form, just what's the best way for them to do that?
Just find out what they're capable of. Find me on Instagram or go to my website, mattchavlovich.com. You will see a man standing in an all white glacier with a red flare. That's what I want to do. That's who I want you to be. If I can support you on that journey, I'm all in.
Lovely. And then I end these things with one thing here called the time capsule. And the thing here is, Matt, right now you're filled with all the wisdom of your life up until this point. And there may be a day in the future where some of the wisdom that you have right now, you might forget or might need to be reminded of. What's the message that you would like to say right now for you to your future self? It's not like it's just leaving it right here so that on the day when you need it, you can come back and hear the message that you have. And I actually would say, like, just speak to yourself, right? This is just for you here. What's that message?
Even when you can't remember, you were built for this. You were built for this moment. And your only job, as all of ours is to learn how to love yourself. That's what I was saying.
So it is. With that, we are complete here today. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate this. Thanks for staying on. Yeah, I had a great time here. We'll keep playing out here, right?
I love it.
Thanks for the way you show up, man.
Thank you.
We're just getting started. Take 10 seconds to think about your greatest insight from today's conversation. And if you're ready to go and bring this to a deeper, more applicable level for you, come and join us in an upcoming masterclass. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass to be coached live and to bring your aspirations, your goals, and your challenges and have them handled in real time. This is high flame, high impact, high transformation. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass and come experience your next level of leadership.